With all sorts of knowledge, information, and learning pretty much at our fingertips, are you ever surprised by the things you still do not know? As my girls get older, I'm amazed at everything I apparently don't know that they do. It's fascinating. School is back in session, praise God. Whatever that looks like for you with your kiddos, learning is in the air with new classes, new schedules, fresh clean notebooks, pens, pencils, and teachers we all need to pray for. My girls both stepped up into new school, so it's the first year of high school for my oldest and the first year of middle school for my youngest. For my sixth grader, she discovered what a class syllabus is. Remember those? It's basically an outline for each class, giving you information about what will be covered, what's expected, a breakdown of what you will learn, and what you should know after hopefully passing the class. Here's the thing though, you can read a syllabus all day long about what you could learn or what is expected, but if you do not apply, engage, or actively work through the information given, taught, and presented to you to study throughout the semester, you will not learn a thing. The same applies to our faith. Friends, from the moment I gave my life to Christ, I stepped into a saving relationship with my Heavenly Father. If my faith journey had stopped there without any study of the Word or application of its truth to my life, it would be like I'm still at day one of class, even though I've walked through countless semesters and seasons of life. Where are you on the journey? I was reminded of a song Amy Grant recorded and released back in 1982 on her Age to Age album called Fat Baby. It's about a man who was great at going to church. He knelt at the altar and got saved, but that's about as far as it went for him. He carried a huge Bible he never read. He knew John 3:16, but he was just a fat baby still drinking milk because he never grew in his faith. Are we guilty of being fat babies? Anyone having an immature, shallow-rooted faith can be easy to spot. Paul saw it in the behavior of immature believers at the church of Corinth and called it out. It's the truth we can hold up to our own lives today. 1 Corinthians 3, 1-3. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it. And even now you are still not able, for you are still carnal. For where there are envy, strife, and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? These believers were being led more by their flesh than by the Spirit. Babies act out of their flesh all day long. Feed me, change me, play with me, keep me happy, rock me to sleep. Do what I want or I'll throw a fit. Adults acting like babies are easy to spot. The actions of these believers at the Church of Corinth revealed what they still did not know. They were caught up in selfishness, bitterness, divisions, arguments, whose side mattered, and pointing fingers. Sadly, we see this type of behavior all around us, and so often we only need to look in our own mirror. I'm thankful we have God's Word to guide us, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can shine a light on and see our own fruitlessness and childish ways. When we commit to follow Christ, we begin a journey of discipleship. Our lives, how we love, how we react, and how we serve and live each day should reflect a life in Christ, which is one surrendered and led by the Spirit. That's the truth. I pray today God reveals to you through His Word some things you didn't know. Dig in and grow in the knowledge and grace of Jesus. People notice when you do and when you don't. I'm Lori Klein.